Three, two, one. Okay. My name is Thaddeus Duffy. I am 14 years old. Today is January 20th, 2018, and I am speaking with Kevin Thomas Duffy Sr., who is my grandpa, and I am recording this in Belmont, California.
I'm located in Greenwich, Connecticut.
It's good to know. Okay, so can you just start off telling us by explaining how you grew up and what it was like?
Sure. I was born January 10,
1933. Mm-hmm.
85 years ago today. 85 years.
10 days.
All right, half a month mm-hmm. after. Now, it was... I grew up with my two sisters, my mom and dad, in an apartment located in Kingsbridge, which is in the Bronx in New York City. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we grew up there. I went to school at a place called St. John's School. It was a parochial school that required that when I was in my fourth grade, I started learning Latin, and I served mass at the local church, of course, St. John's Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very helpful to me. Believe it or not, in latter life, the use of Latin has come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when I got through, my grade school was really uneventful.
Mm-hmm.
We never traveled any place. The farthest I ever went was Palisades Park, New Jersey. It was an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, maximum 15 miles away from my place to grow up. Right. Anyway, so I was truly a very parochial type person.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was, as far as I was concerned, it was good fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had delightful life. We played in the vacant lots. We did all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We played baseball. We played stickball. We mm-hmm. played basketball, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about, I guess in seventh or eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
I started delivering food for the local grocer.
Mm-hmm.
And would, you know, someone would call up, give them an order on the phone, and he would send me, and I would deliver it. And I might get a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lucky I might get 50 cents for carrying it 10 blocks and mm-hmm. so on. That's what my life was like.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school. I went to a place called Cardinal Hayes High School,
mm-hmm.
which is located on 158th Street in Grand Concourse in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went to one of the annexes first,
mm-hmm.
located at, and believe it or not, exact address, 13th Street and West 4th Street in Greenwich Village, New York. West 4th Street, in case you don't know it, mm-hmm. wandered all over the village. I mean, just all over.
Hmm.
When I was going there
mm-hmm.
to school, it was in the meatpacking district.
Mm-hmm.
So the smell of meat and decaying meat was with you all time,
mm-hmm.
at all times. But it wasn't a bad place to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I then went to Fordham College, which is also located in the Bronx. And it's a beautiful 54-acre campus, and I had a wonderful time there.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
At Fordham, I studied according to the Ratio Studiorum.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan of studies,
yeah.
which the Jesuits at that time were forcing down everyone's neck. In the first 2 years, we had a choice of foreign language, and mm-hmm. we had a choice when it came to either Greek That's classic Greek or math. And I took math mainly because I couldn't say anything in Greek. And I could say a couple of things in math, but I didn't know what I was doing anyway. Anyway, I learned a lot. And we had to take, a choice of science we had to take. And we, there was a lot of work. There were 13 people in my class. I was guaranteed to be called upon at least twice a day. It was a tough go, but a lot of fun. In the last 2 years, we switched over to our majors. I majored in philosophy, not because I wanted to, but because that's part of the Ratio Studiorum. So I had took 26 credits of philosophy, and I took 26 credits of political science, political philosophy, which is kind of study of government. All of this I did because I thought it would help me when I became a lawyer, because that's what I wanted to be.
So you became, you had a career in law. So what first got you interested for this career?
What's the first thing that got me interested? I have no idea. When I was about 3 years old, 4 years old, I was with my two sisters and my mother waiting for my father to come home from work. My father came through the park. We were near a park, and we had waited for him in the park. And my father had a friend with him, a man by the name of Owen Fitz. I had never met Owen Fitzpatrick before that day. And he came over to me and he said, "Well, young bucko," which is an Irish word for a young man. "Well, young bucko, what do you want to be when you grow up? Are you going to be an architect or a general contractor like your father was, grandfather was?" I said, "No, I want to be a lawyer, and I want to go to Fordham College, and I want to go to Fordham Law School at night." And I did. And that's all I can tell you. What got me interested? I don't know. We didn't know any lawyers. No lawyers, none. I had never been to Fordham, although it was, I would say, 4 miles away from me, five miles. Never been to it, never saw the inside of it. I never walked into the campus until the first day I started there. You want to know when that was?
Yes, I would.
September the 8th, 1950.
So, what was your first job in law?
First job in law, I needed, I didn't have the money for the tuition. I didn't have the money to. So, I went looking for a job, and I got a job at a terrible place called the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States. It was just awful. It was boring and silly, silly rules and so on and so forth. Anyway, I was happy. I went back. I was so miserable at that job. I was very unhappy. And I went over to Fordham to see one of the old priests who had taught me. Man by the name of Arthur North. Arthur North was a priest. He was also an ace when it came to playing poker. He used to. He was served in the Second World War in the Pacific, and he made averaged $7,000 a year playing poker.
Oh my!
And he was a wonderful, nice man. Tough, but, you know, nice.
That guy's a shark.
Huh?
That guy's a poker shark.
Poker shark, and then some. Anyway, he was the dean of the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. He just was a nice guy, and I got along well with him. I went to see him. Lo and behold, he wasn't there. And on the way back, I was looking miserable. and I ran into another priest, my new father, Leahy, who said to me, "What are you looking so miserable about?" I said, "I don't like the job I'm doing." So he said, "Well, let's talk." So we talked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I have a friend who was working in the law. He used to be a counselor at the Fordham camp, all right? Mm-hmm. During the summertime, they had a camp there."
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I said, "Grant." Next thing I knew, I got a phone call from this fellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's at work, and I wasn't dressed up in any way, shape, manner, or form. And he says, he said to me, "I'm at the United States Courthouse. Come down. I want you to interview with Judge J. Edward Lombard."
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. And I said, "I can't. I'm sloppy," and so on and so forth. He said, "I don't care how sloppy you are, and I don't think he will." Anyway, I went down. I ended up having lunch with this fellow whom I met for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a delightful lunch, and they kind of prepped me for the interview. I went to Judge Lombard, and I interviewed, and I left. Mm-hmm. And I was sure I didn't have a chance in hell getting the job. So, guess what?
You got it.
A week or 10 days later, I got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered me the job. Pay was awful. Pay was $2,800 a year.
Oh, my. It's not.
It was, you know, anyway, it was enough to get me through college, through mm-hmm. law school. And it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, I knew everybody in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied to become an assistant U.S. attorney, although I didn't have any of the background for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got the job. And we had a lot of fun.
Okay.
That's what got started. And that's how it got started.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, what was, who was your biggest influence in your life?
J. Edward Lombard.
Okay.
Now, you want to know why?
Yes, I would.
J. Edward Lombard was a wonderful man who should be recognized better than he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was not interested in publicity. He was not interested in anything like that. He was interested in training young people to be lawyers. He was interested. He was a judge in the Circuit Court of Appeals. He was mm-hmm. interested in doing his job very, very well. And he did it very well. And he ended up as mm-hmm. chief judge of that court for 17 years, which is the longest time anyone has ever held that mm-hmm. position. Interesting collection of people on the court. You may or may not know. You've heard the name Learned Hand,
mm-hmm.
the best judge that there was in the 1800s and 1900s. He was on the court. He was not the nicest man in the world. He wasn't too terrible, but
mm-hmm.
and there was Harold Medina, who was very pompous. And Harold liked to get honorary degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, got 100 honorary degrees.
That's a lot.
Protection, but he was fun, and there was other people. So anyway, he was a tremendous help to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, I clerked for Judge Lombard for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It, a wonderful selling point among the lawyers of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Okay. One last question. If you were to go back 60 years and start back at square one, would you take the same path that you did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have had a wonderful, wonderful time. I worked. I saw what it was like in private practice. I went back after I left the U.S. Attorney's Office. I went out to private practice.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there for 9 years, part-time as an associate at a big firm, part-time with two other lawyers, and we had a small firm and we did wonderfully well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I then got the opportunity to become the head of the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I did so, I took it, and from the SEC, I'm one of the two people from the commission that was ever appointed directly to the bench. The other one was William O. Douglas, a Supreme Court justice who was appointed to the Supreme Court. I felt like complaining that they didn't appoint me to the Supreme Court. I was happy to get what I got. And you know, I'm sure, you know how much fun I had working on as a judge.
Yes, I do.
But 44 years in that job.
Mm-hmm.
God knows it was the most wonderful job I ever had and could ever hope to have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
great.
If
you have the opportunity, take it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'm just going to end the interview here. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Bye now.